Your Excellency, Mr. President, Your Excellency, Ambassador, distinguished panelists, dear friends. A month ago, as President Lovas mentioned, when we were having this discussion, I really started to think about that slogan, think globally, act locally. But in actual fact, I started thinking, for the purpose of this talk, I have to think locally and act globally, and how can we take the experience that my country has gone through to really, as a science community, impact the world. As you mentioned, Madam Ambassador, in Jordan we have received an unforgettable amount of refugees. The number of the population today should have been 6 million. The population of Jordan today is 11 million. We have received 2 million Syrian refugees, 1 million Iraqi refugees, and not to mention the 4.5 million Palestinian refugees that have come to Jordan over the last few decades. So by taking that into account, I started to address the issue of scientists and researchers from a variety of disciplines and thinking about how they can and must help to ease, manage, and document the current refugee crisis. We have just heard that from our Hungarian colleague. But perhaps most importantly, in the immediate term, scientists must help to counter biased news reporting and inaccurate statements by media outlets and public figures. Scientists must assert the rational and humane over hyperbole and misinformation. It is the moral and professional duty of scientists to document what is happening, to collect data on this unfolding tragedy, to offer short and long-term solutions, and to place the current crisis into its correct context, past, present, and indeed future. We have seen in my region in recent years that history has a habit of being rewritten in very short periods. Cause and effect are put aside in favor of reactionary policies and fast news reporting. We have a dire and urgent need for social scientists to document the refugee crisis and to present their findings to policymakers and the media. An example of a project aiming to achieve just this is the UK Economic and Social Research Council's Mediterranean Migration Research Programme. The Council is providing £1 million sterling to support selected UK social scientists' research on migrant and refugee populations who have entered Europe across the Mediterranean. 8 projects are being funded in order to provide evidence and data to intelligently inform the development of policy and responses by governments, European agencies, and charities. As the Council points out, this is a drastic situation involving highly vulnerable people in the midst of a complex international crisis that can only worsen. There is a vital role for highly trained, independent social scientists to gather accurate, reliable data. This must be the basis for policy responses to this crisis. We must know who these refugees are, what they are fleeing, and what can be done to assist them and relieve the pressures on European states and agencies. Other examples of projects being funded include an investigation of the management of migration emergencies in the critically affected regions of South Italy and the Eastern Aegean Islands in order to document and understand goals and motives behind high-risk irregular migration, to identify potential gaps in reception structures, and to assess the effects of migration on receiving communities. Other projects seek to help us move away from a language of both victimization and criminalization in discussing the crisis. This sort of discourse does nothing to alleviate the situation and promotes disunity and disagreement in Europe. The fact is, scientists must provide us with the language tools to discuss this crisis. Also, we must not shy away from examining the effect that transient populations could have on the European political space. As we have seen, impacts in this area can be rapid and unforeseen. We must again provide our politicians and media outlets with the language and background to discuss this accurately and productively. We need a comprehensive, evidence-based account of the human dimension of the current Mediterranean emergency, looking at complex migration trajectories and the dynamics within current and future migrant populations. Perhaps most importantly, we must document methodically and independently the humanitarian migration crisis. We need a truth and realization process before and during the unfolding crisis, not a truth and reconciliation process after the event, as has so often happened in the wake of crises and emergencies in which the sciences were either neglected or ignored. We can also assist by providing placements and support for scientists and academics who flee conflict. The 2003 coalition invasion of Iraq and the insecurity that followed resulted in around 40% of the pre-2003 university faculty cohort being internally displaced or forced into exile. In addition, a brutal assassination campaign targeting prominent academics led to hundreds being killed. The Council for Refugee Academics, CARA, is one organization that helps those affected by crisis and conflict. CARA has developed wide-ranging proposals to help academics in Syria and in Iraq, as well as those who have been forced to flee the country and have sought refuge in the region. In September, the European Commission launched the Science for Refugees Initiative for asylum-seeking and refugee scientists and researchers to enable a matchmaking process between refugees and asylum seekers with a scientific background and the scientific institutions that voluntarily declare themselves as refugee-welcoming organizations. These are laudable initiatives, but I would add that the main object of such projects should be to preserve and nurture scientific and research talent in refugee populations in order that these nations' scientific human resources may be preserved for the rebuilding and reconstruction that we must all hope will come to these areas. Europe and the West in general have benefited from a general brain drain from our region for many decades, caused by a variety of factors. We must ensure that this crisis does not cause more harm to prospects for development in the future. It is difficult to talk of sustainability, climate change, and enablement through science at the World Science Forum without concentrating on the plight of these refugees from conflict and hopelessness, people who risk their lives daily to get to a place where they believe they may have a future. Of course, these desperate people are not fleeing the effects of climate change, not today. However, in 1990, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC 1990.20, declared that the greatest single consequence of climate change could be migration, with millions of people displaced by shoreline erosion, coastal flooding, and severe drought. Many commentators claim that by 2050, up to 200 million people will be forced on the road as climate refugees. The struggle of our desperate fellow human beings today and the reaction and inaction that has followed should act as a warning to all of us that what is at stake here is a future of insecurity for everyone. The effects of climate change will be more severe and wide-ranging than anything we have seen yet. They will dissolve borders and divide nations. They will destroy stability and deepen poverty. They will not be contained, and nor should they be. This is our shared planet, and it is our shared responsibility. Those who think that they may insulate their lives or their communities from the effects of unchecked climate change are gravely mistaken, and the current refugee crisis must emphasize that. We must all now realize that the force and inhumanity that would be required to delay inevitable global disintegration would be futile and unworthy of a race with so much potential to nurture, innovate, and create. Just as leaders must not bow to the lobbying of industry or indeed the basest part of human nature, We must find within ourselves the moral courage to act and react to the crises, present and future, that we have all had a hand in creating. I believe that science and policy making must work together to stave off a future of ceaseless conflict and hopeless migration. Migration and refugee issues may become the defining feature of coming decades. As scientists and policy makers, we must develop the tools to discuss and innovate for this. According to the Global Monitoring Report 2015-2016, development goals in an era of demographic change, released in Peru at the start of the annual meetings of the World Bank and the IMF, the world is undergoing a major population shift that will reshape economic development for decades, and while posing challenges offers a path to ending extreme poverty and shared prosperity, if the right evidence-based policies are put in place nationally and internationally. More than 90% of global poverty is concentrated in low-income countries with a young population, while more than three-quarters of global growth is generated in richer nations with rising life expectancies. Against this backdrop, the movement of people becomes not just understandable, but predictable. We now argue about the use of the word refugee and migrant, and some debate the relative merits of those we see on our TV screens. There is no doubt that the Syrian refugees are fleeing a horrible reality in their region, but they are the heartbreaking extreme of a story that has a very long way to run. Let us ensure that in responding to the desperate, the poor, the hopeful and the hopeless, who find whatever means they can to leave their homes, we, as scientists and the science community, find the language and the approach that will preserve all our humanity. Science must be the loudest voice in this process. Thank you.